Welcome back to the Minnesota West Community College, the Canby campus. A big day going on today. It's the extravaganza, and it started at 8 o'clock this morning. I think it goes till 7 tonight. And we've got some special guests with us. Nicole Zempel is with us. Hi, Nicole, how are you?
Hey, Paul, doing good.
And you're excited. You're running around here taking pictures of everybody. And
this is one of my favorite events all year long. The energy is so good, and it's just a great time to come and check out all the equipment, check out the shop area, meet with the instructors and students. So if you're at all interested in a career in diesel, today would be an excellent day to swing out.
That's right. We should back up. I got Deb Full with me too, right?
Yeah,
Deb, how's it going, Deb?
Going pretty good.
And let's talk about what's your job here at Minnesota West. Let's talk about that first.
So I've been here for, I think this is like my sixth year now, and I love it more and more every year, not just saying that. So what I get to do is fun things like this when we host campus events. Also, Deb, I think you kind of really enjoy this end of things too. But the events are such good energy, and we love to get students onto any one of our campuses for something of a hands-on experience. And learning, you know, from the students that we do have and them showing prospective students, you know, what they're learning. Students like to hear from students. And so if we can get them out here and provide those opportunities, that's what we like to do.
I think I got two of the biggest promoters of Minnesota West Community College standing right in front of me. Right, Deb?
Yes, you do. We love Minnesota West and the Canby campus. I've been working here for 10 years now.
Okay.
And my job is a resource specialist at the front desk, so I help to answer any questions for students.
So you're kind of the first contact person.
I'm their first point of contact.
All right.
And one thing I love about the extravaganza is the fact that the students have to do the work. The students are the ones going out to the industry and asking them for, you know, different equipment that they can bring out and doing the raffle and making money for their scholarship program that they want to be able to give scholarships to new students coming out. So
exciting.
It's very exciting.
Talk about Minnesota West Community College, Nicole. How many campuses roughly there are?
So we have 5 campus locations and 1 learning center. And I always ask students, too, when they come to any one of our campuses, how many do we have? And I'm always kind of pleasantly surprised that they can answer. So Granite Falls, Pipestone, Jackson, Canby, Worthington. And Worthington is kind of more the athletics are headquartered there.
Okay.
And a lot of, like, the Gen Ed, general education credit programs instructors are located there as well. And then we have a learning center, we call it, in Laverne, which houses a lot of our health careers program.
Okay. Deb, you see people from all aspects of life wanting to attend Minnesota West Community College? Talk about that.
Yes, we do. We see people that are my age, and I'm close to retirement. We see people that want to come back and learn how to work on equipment maybe for their retirement. Maybe they have an old tractor, and they want to learn how to work on it. So we've had students come back for that. We've had returning students in their 40s and 50s that want to just change their careers and come back and try something that they always wanted to try.
It's never too late, right?
Never too late. Yeah, we'll take anyone.
That's right. Nicole, you spend a lot of time in high schools.
I do. That's also one of my favorite parts of my work. I get to go into different high school classrooms, could be careers classes. Those are my favorite. But any kind of class. It can be a science class or a health class. I will go in there, and usually I'll bring instructors with me and some students, and we'll go in there and do hands-on activities with the students, the high school students, talk about Minnesota West, and really kind of give them the same experience they would have if they were coming to campus, although,
yep,
the best is always coming to campus.
What I like about Minnesota Community West is, like, Peter Gerard. He was actually a student here,
and
then he came back, and now he's been teaching for 41 years. And what better instructor to have than somebody that's been in the field, knows a lot about the field?
Yeah.
Talk about that. You got a lot of instructors like that?
Yes, we do. We actually have our dental instructors, both Teresa Noyes and Sarah Abrahamson, have both been retired or have been from the program. Judy Drown, I believe, is also our electrical instructor. She's a former student here. Both Mike DeVries,
yep,
and Pete are both former diesel mechanics. And so,
a lot of
our good hearty
faculty
have been members here too. So,
all right, just visiting with you two and seeing the looks, mm-hmm, on your face, I can tell you how much you love Minnesota West Community College, right?
We do.
It's a great place to work.
Oh, it is. Well, and the energy of our existing students and the high school students that come to visit us, like, it's good energy, you know?
So if somebody listening right now, no matter what age they are, thinking about a career change, mm-hmm, or a high school student thinking about they don't know what to do, how can they get a hold of you guys?
Well, you can call our 800 number, which is listed on our website at mnwest.edu. And anybody in Communications Center can route you through to Deb Full or Nicole Zempel.
All right, easy.
Mm-hmm. And any one of our campuses have a Nicole or a Deb there that can help. So if you call that 800 number and you're interested in a program from another campus, they can direct you that way and help you that way too.
And a lot of programs
you
offer.
Yes,
we do.
A lot.
So there's a lot of it too is like for... because we have a lot of tech and trades programs, mm-hmm, but we also are the community and would be the two-year gen eds that you can take and complete those, which I did here at Minnesota West, and then you can transfer those credits on. So it's a good way to save some cash.
All right, real good. Are you tired of winter? You want spring to happen?
Yes. Today's the first day of spring, right?
That's right.
Yes, exactly.
Not yet, though, at 4:24 this afternoon.
All right.
All right, we're going to have some lunch today, too. It starts at 11 o'clock. It's a fundraiser for the diesel program. Burger Feed, right?
Yep. Yeah. And we got about 8 diesel mechanics out standing next to the grills. They're all learning how to grill burgers today.
All right. I'll have a couple of them. So. All right. Thanks a lot, Nicole.
Thank you, Paul.
Just hang on here. Thanks a lot, Deb. Appreciate that. Deb Full and Nicole Zempel here from Minnesota West Community College. Today's the extravaganza, plenty of time to come over. The roads are excellent. The weather's good. Come on over to the Canby campus here at Minnesota West Community College and take in the extravaganza going on.